as undocumented youth, maybe we do not have the vote, the power to vote, but we have the power to influence.
Up, up with education! Down, down with deportation!
We're traveling from Arizona to come and protest against Romney.
I want him to give us a stand on immigration. Like, I want his answer.
He's been pushing away everything to do with immigration.
We don't run it, not the Dreamer!
He advocates for self-deportation. He is against very logical legislation like the Dream Act, like deferred action.
Have you supported Barack Obama's policies on immigration?
I have, and like, we want more.
I am actually in support of Obama.
Obama's deported a record number of immigrants. Are you disappointed with how policies have turned out so far?
Yes. I have to say yes, because deferred action is just one step.
President Obama has record deportations on his administration. He passed deferred action, which, you know, we're thankful for that, but we know that it's not the end battle.
Do you think it's curious that he really just started getting this into full force in prime election season?
Yeah, I think maybe it was a political movement.
That is something that really we have to think about. It could be, but it's an opportunity that we're getting and we're taking advantage of it.
Before the Dreamers Act, were you ever afraid for the current policies that Obama was enforcing?
Oh yeah, it was like, come from Arizona, one of the most anti-immigration states. It was even hard to like leave the house.
Why do you still support him after that?
Because right now it's Obama and Romney. Obama against Romney, Obama wins.
Who are people supposed to vote for? I mean, Obama's record on immigration has been terrible. Romney's isn't looking too promising. So what are you supposed to do?
So I think vote with us in mind, and I honestly can't see that leading you to voting for Romney. So I'm asking my friends and allies to vote with me in mind, with Dreamers in mind.
So do you mean voting for Obama?
I'm saying vote for me.
Right now we're taking the pros and cons out of everybody.
Is there an answer? Should people protest and not even vote?
No, we need you to vote, and I think that's why Dreamers are making that part of our campaign. We're doing civic electoral work very intentionally this year.
What about a third party candidate, like say Gary Johnson?
I do think it might be a little late in the game. but next election, we can work on putting a better candidate out there.